Good morning, everyone. Today is the 21st of August, 2022, Sunday morning. It's about 7:45 here in the morning. Mark has been reading through the book of Acts, and this morning he's going to read for us Acts 15 in the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. And this is the rendition of the Pharisees trying to demand that everybody be circumcised. And there are people out there today, like the Pharisees, that demand that we be circumcised, meaning that we participate in all kind of works that would obtain salvation for us. I had a Roman Catholic tell me he was working his way to salvation by buying all these radio stations and turn them into Catholic propaganda. That's nothing more than modern-day Phariseeism. So I'll turn it over to Mark for him to read this chapter.
Certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, "Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved." When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. Being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles. They caused great joy unto all the brethren. When they were come to Jerusalem, they received the church, the apostles, and elders, and declared all the things that God had done with them. There rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them, command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider this matter. When there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said to them, "Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving him the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? Believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they." Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. After they had held their peace, James answered, saying, "Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them people for his name. This agree the words of the prophets, as is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord. And all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things, knoweth unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles return to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols, from fornication, from things strangled, from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. To please that the apostles and elders was with the whole church to send chosen men, their own company to Antioch. Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. They wrote letters by them after this manner, the apostles, the elders, and brethren sent reading unto the brethren. The Gentiles, Antioch, and Syria, and Cilicia, for as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law to whom we gave no such commandment. Seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazardized their lives in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent there for Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth, for to seem good to the Holy Ghost as to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. that you abstain from meats off the idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, from fornication, which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well, fare ye well. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they rejoiced with consolation, Jesus and Silas being prophets all themselves. Sword the brethren with many words and confirmed them, and after they had tarried there a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Some days after, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark, but Paul thought not good to take with them, and he departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other, so Barnabas took Mark and sailed into Cyprus. Paul chose Silas, departed, being recommended by the brethren of the grace of God, and he went through Syria and was confirmed the churches.
Well, I hope you all have a good evening, and I'm thankful for God's grace.